Okay, so welcome to the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum chat GPT versus, what is it, Bard? Is that the one?
Bard.
Bard. That's it.
Sounds like a pirate.
Sounds like a, yeah, that or some kind of Dungeons and Dragons
it's a, theme thing. Yeah, like a musical.
So we're tells jokes and sings. AI practicing tonight. We got Scott Sampson and Rob Jackson. Rob's going to run the show. He's our. He's
everybody
our,
loves watching me type. So, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. So let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
Oh, I gotta make it. Why did you tell me to make it show you your screen? You didn't tell me.
Yeah, you get it all locked down, Mr. Security.
Well, I have to.
Get all these people wanting to hack your share.
Yeah, I know. Scott knows. Him and his buddy telling Scott to wake up. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
He's crazy. Anyway.
Okay. So we can use some of our default things that we... they moved ChatGPT to the top. You know, some of the things that we thought was that ChatGPT did really well over mm-hmm. the last couple of sessions. You know, as a study guide for the different exams, mm-hmm. we liked how it could write some stories and some features. Mm-hmm. So we could have it do those type of bake-offs. What do you have in mind as a bake-off?
Could do press releases like we've done before for 5 a.m. Master Scrum.
There you go. Do you want to show what the interface looks like for the Bard?
Yeah. And it's really interesting how the text will pop up. I haven't played with it much, but it's while, I don't know, spoiler alert, you know how ChatGPT kind of scrolls it up the screen? Mm-hmm. Bard just appears on the screen.
It's just
so, all at once. It's like right there.
Bam. It's like, hey, I don't even have to think about it. Boom. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm interested in seeing the speed too, Rob. I was using the unpaid version. I know you have the plus version, so I'm interested in seeing like how quickly they both come up.
So do you want to do like
here you have Bard. So here we can press it at the same time and see which one gets done. I mean, Bard's going to win, but it might lose in quality points.
True. So that's true.
Do you want to do like a how about we use the same
command?
How about
we need to do it the same command for both ones?
Okay. Well, I was gonna think, but we want to show both, but you can't show both unless you share it that right way. I was thinking, maybe we ask it, okay, what are the key duties of a Scrum Master?
What are the... here? I can do that. Watch this. Let's see. We're gonna get high tech here.
You can hit enter. You have two. You have multiple fingers. You got a touchscreen or something?
No, but I can click arrows really fast.
We don't need the stuff. I was gonna say we don't need the stuff on the left hand. There you go.
Okay. Here we go.
Nice.
Can you make the text bigger on the Bard side?
Uh-huh.
Increase the zoom in or something. Get your Apple.
Yeah. That was a pandemic thing. I was like, hey, I lost my job. Hey, why don't I learn how to use a Mac? Okay. Yeah, it looks funky. But yeah, there it is. Okay. So what do we say? What are the
duties of a Scrum Master?
Okay.
Just copy and paste it in the other one.
You know I will.
Should we do a... We can always do a bubbles check, too.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Doop.
Did you hit it?
Yeah. Come on.
Hmm.
So you see this one just instantly
Sorry,
did it.
yeah.
Yeah, but how much information? Can you blow up the bard thing? Yeah, it's pretty big. Is there a way to
Yeah,
get rid of the
we
stuff
can
on
go
the
ahead.
left-hand side or no?
No. No. But I mean, we can make while this thing's going, we will let's look at Bard.
So it looks like Rob the Bard, you can use voice command. Is that right?
Oh, can
Yeah.
you? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That's helpful.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah. We could try it in a second.
So
Hold
take
on.
scrum events, remove impediments, protect the team from distractions, promote scrum values and principles, coach the team, educate the organization about scrum. Okay, that's Bard. And you get the audio, which is what's with the Google? Is Bard Google's?
Yeah. And so then it just Google it. So there, this is their Google. So,
Oh, so they're trying to get you to use Google too?
yeah.
Ooh, is that chat? Was that Chat GPT going
Yeah,
up on the side
that's a
there?
plugin. That's a plugin that I've added. It's pretty
Nice.
cool,
I want
actually.
to see that again. All of a sudden, Chat
Yeah, and it
GPT weighed
actually
in.
loads. It loads all of those to my history on my Chat GPT.
Very cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's this plugin. Let's see.
So why would you use the
Yeah.
plugin? To search the internet or something?
No. I just it's a search. It'll like give me Chat GPT stuff. So if I'm like searching Google for something, I
Yeah.
get to quickly see Chat GPT, what Chat GPT would say.
Oh.
It's the another point of comparison.
Yeah. So yeah, it's
Nice.
Chat GPT Chrome extension and YouTube summary.
Okay.
Cool.
So jump over to ChatGPT. Let's look at what it's got. It's got a little more there, right? Does it?
Yeah.
Facilitating scrum events, coaching the team, removing impediments, shielding the team, collaboration with product owner. Now, promoting continuous improvement is cool. Monitoring progress, building a high-performing team, spreading agile knowledge and continuous learning.
Looks
I
like it
like
has some more,
them a
right?
little better.
Yeah.
Jump over to the other one. I think the one, the bar didn't talk about like continuous learning process improvement, did it?
I don't think so.
No.
So I had 6 points to ChatGPT's 10, right? 10
Yeah.
items.
Yeah. So yeah, all of those things we just searched, see how it they came over here.
That's because we didn't use a new one. I mean, an existing one.
Yeah, I'm just saying, my little Chat GPT plugin thing,
Yeah.
it loads it all into my history. But it
Okay.
doesn't really give a description, it just says new chat.
Okay. Nice.
Um,
What about ask a question like give me the top 5 places to get a Scrum Master certificate. So it looks like ChatGPT gave 10 things for a Scrum Master to do, right? Stakeholder management,
All right. We
which
know
is
that
not bad.
Bard's going to win in a race, so I'll just do these
Why do we
separately
say
then.
Bard's going to win in a race?
Because it did last time. I mean, I can tell you that it's pretty much going to win every time, but if you don't believe me yet, we will continue to test it out.
We
No, I
need
was going to
proof,
say
Rob. We
why,
need
is
proof.
then if there was a reason or something.
No, it's just the way that the system works.
Okay.
So Command C. All right, so. All right, so we will start. start this one first.
So we're starting the ChatGPT, then we're going to start the Bard.
Nerdpod.
Yeah. Artesian University. Oh my god.
Atlassian.
Amazon Web Services, Scaled Agile Alliance, and it doesn't mention the Scrum Alliance at all.
Scrum Alliance.
Wow.
That's surprising.
Okay, I'm not happy with that one.
What is
ACP? I don't think it mentions Scrum Alliance at all. Boy, that's a biased thing.
AWS. I'm not even sure they're in that game.
What does AWS have? Certification?
It's for
cloud
stuff, right?
Right? Yeah. It's for Scrum Master, right?
Yeah. I don't even think they offer Scrum Master.
Hey, let's Google it.
Well,
let's
hold on. Let me read some of this stuff. You're going on a visual thing here. I got podcast people. Scroll down a little bit. Go up so I can see that the response. So Bard says there's five places to get a Scrum Master certificate. 1, scrum.org. 2, Artesian University. 3, Amazon Web Services. 4, Scaled Framework Safe. Or 5, Agile Alliance. I don't think Agile Alliance even gives certifications. Does it?
I don't think AWS does either, not for Scrum Master.
I know it gives other certs, but I don't think Agile Alliance gives any certs. So I'm not too good on that one. So go to the other one there.
Atlassian is the Jira.
Yeah, of course Jira, but
company, right?
Not. Who do we got? Let's see what we got, if it's better. Okay, so ChatGPT-4 says Scrum.org, Scrum Alliance. Okay, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Scaled Agile, I'm good with that. International Scrum Institute's fine. PMI doesn't offer a Scrum Master cert, but it does do the ACP. So I would have to give kudos to ChatGPT-4 for a better response than Bard.
Yeah. Bard that's what sent you down that's what I thought.
So
that's why I said, you know, they would win in a race, but they're not going to win in quality.
No, so keep me honest here, Rob. I thought I saw that Bard is plugged into the internet, so it has the most up-to-date information, whereas ChatGPT is still pulling from its own database and it has
still
that year off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting that ChatGPT was still more accurate than Bard with it being plugged into the internet, but maybe that was its downfall. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess it's had more time to cultivate its data and really study the 2021 data.
Yeah.
While Bard, it's live, so it really doesn't get a chance to really understand the data that it's pulling from.
Can you do a quick check? Or I can check my phone. You guys talk about the next one. While you do, I'm going to check my phone. I want to see if AWS does offer a Scrum Master certificate. And I'm just getting old and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Here, well, why don't we ask ChatGPT, does AWS offer a Scrum Master?
Has a virtual certified Scrum Master.
Really?
It's in the marketplace. I don't know what that means. No, that's the CSM. So that's just Amazon. Is it doing it because Amazon
does not? Yeah.
ChatGPT says as of September 2021, it does not.
So when I do the Amazon, I put AWS. So apparently some people are selling the class on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's pulling it from there. Which is weird, but okay.
Yeah, because AWS is a whole different thing than the Amazon website.
It's yeah, okay. So what kind of question do you want to have?
Cloud.
You can hit enter on that. So Rob is in there asking Bard, if do you have any information on AWS Scrum Master? I still don't see it.
It's right there.
I know. I was looking at Google doesn't tell me. Maybe you gotta go check the AWS website. But Google is definitely not telling me AWS has a Scrum cert. Well, or if it's it does, because I can't.
Tied into the cloud services. I've seen it mentioned. It see right there. 1 year of using AWS Cloud. That's a requirement to take the exam.
Okay.
So it's really specifically tied to their cloud offering. Yeah, maybe that's interesting.
So. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what other question you wanted to ask the two systems? You want to do product owner there, Rob?
Let's do a product owner one, Rob.
What yeah, let's do it. Let's let it write some features and some stories on a product.
So you want to write, so we want to do an epic and have it split it up?
Yeah.
What do you want the epic to be? Do you have to tell the bar to act as a product owner also?
I don't know. I'm going to try it.
Put product owner. I mean, I know you're a product manager now. You're such big time.
I know. It is hard to really get my head through doors now. And right, and
so
with features,
and should product managers write epics?
I do.
Okay.
They can
collaborate. I write initiative documents, and then I write the epic and features, and then I like write information about stories, and my product owner comes behind me and writes more information about the stories. But that's how I get my strategy out, is via epics.
Okay. So you just tell them to, so you're writing my story to act as product manager and write an epic with features and stories. Do you have to tell what you want it to be?
Yeah.
That's what do you want to build over?
For a
self-driving vehicle, a rocket.
How about a coffee shop?
A coffee shop?
Coffee shop website.
Okay. Do it.
Since I was at the coffee shop today.
Ah.
Yeah, leave it at that. See what if it does. And see how that one. So act as a product manager and write epic with features and stories for a coffee shop website. And he's going to hit it off in the ChatGPT-4. And then he's going to do it in Bard. So ChatGPT-4 is writing it down. And Bard, I guess, finished already? Or is that...
It's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, ChatGPT kind of types it out line by line, whereas Bard just kind of gives you the whole screen at once of information.
But even that, I mean, it still could go up quicker, I guess. Coffee shop website, description, coffee, blah, blah, features, online menu, order tracking, loyalty program, that's a good idea. Stories, as a customer, I want to be able to view full menu of drinks. As a customer, I want to be able to add items to my cart. As a customer, I want to track order status. As a customer, I want to be able to earn points for purchase. As a customer, I want to be able to redeem points for purchase. Acceptance criteria, online menu, must be accurate, up to date. Order tracking system must be accurate, up to date. Benefits. Now the only thing is, if that's the acceptance criteria for the overall thing, typically you put acceptance criteria under each story, right?
Yeah. Benefits. Let's see. I want to see if it'll put it in a grid. Put this in a grid.
And this is for the board. Okay, he's asking it to put it into a grid and see if it can do it.
Yeah, now it's in a better format.
Feature, online menu, story. I want to be able to view full view, acceptance criteria, and benefits. So it has a grid for each column of different featuring, and then a story that goes with that feature. It's not bad. So it gave you a 4. Okay. So drum roll, please. Let's see what ChatGPT-4 has to give us.
So I bet ChatGPT-4 does not give me acceptance criteria or benefits.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a bunch of features.
Yeah, give me a lot of information. Yeah.
So feature one is homepage and branding, and it gave you how many stories for that feature? Scroll down a little bit.
Give me like three
stories. And then feature two is online menu, which is the same as the other one. It talks about dietary. Now, it gives more quality, like customer dietary restriction. I want to order a menu by allergens. So I think it's got an interesting perspective, a more diverse response. That if you were building something to take into account, that I don't have any allergies, so I wouldn't think about it offhand, but it did identify that, so that's pretty good.
Rob is asking it to ChatGPT to put it in a grid. Here it goes. Okay,
while it's doing the grid, scroll up, would you? Like I said, we got ordering online, payments. Does it have a... Slow down. I can't read that fast, man. I mean, you know, you'd like... you know, or you read it, one of the two. But
no,
does it offer in here a valued customer program?
Let's see. That'd be under promotions, events, maybe.
Promotions, upcoming events. Nope.
So scroll up a little bit. So it might give you a couple things that they give you both different answers. That like the I think the customer value program that the Bard program gave was a good idea, a loyalty program, right?
Yeah.
And then this one did more of the menu and the allergens and things like that. So
you almost need, you know, both.
Not depending on one solution. I think both. If you look at both of them, you probably have a pretty well-rounded website for ordering coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily like its grid either.
No, its grid sucks.
Yeah. So, if I had to vote, I'm going to say Bard won on this one. And the fact that it gave me acceptance criteria and benefits, even though I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
So, it kind of knew, as a product manager, those are the type of information that I would normally need.
So, go on the other one. Do me before you go on the other, stay on this one. Scroll up to where it had the allergen story. Dietary restrictions. So copy that whole story and say, give me some acceptance criteria for this one. I think you could just write the number on there, 2.2.
Yeah. You
can paste it. Critters. I thought he was going to write critters. Okay, then paste that in Bard.
Rob, I see a little headphones icon come up when you copy and paste. Is that, can you have it? What is that for? Do you know?
Let's see. Oh, that might be my natural reader.
Okay.
That might be this.
Like, so what, do you got it reading to you or something so that you can
read? I can. Yeah, remember I told you I don't like reading books. I like listening to books. So
that's interesting.
I can get it to just read to me, and I follow along with it.
Is that part of ChatGPT? Reading. Is that part of ChatGPT? Okay.
Nah. I mean, I read fine. I just think about a whole bunch of things while I'm reading, and then at the end of the page, I'm like, did I read anything? So there's this one. So here's the acceptance criteria here, and here's the acceptance criteria here.
Wow, I think, well, I don't know. I can't read them both. I was gonna say, let's look at the ChatGPT 4 a little bit, and then we'll look good jump over to
Okay.
Bard. So, how many acceptance criteria we got? Menu.
Yeah, eight.
So, first one is like menu page offers filter option, allows customers to select from common allergies, dietary preferences. Gives a list of allergies, including these, list of dietary preferences, including like vegan, vegetarian, low carb, halal. Filter option allows customer search for specific ingredients. And then when the customer selects more than one allergens, dietary preference, the filter menu is displayed. Display items open items number 5. Scroll down. Filter selections are applied in real time without requiring full page refresh. That would be nice. When the filters apply, the visual indication badge or label displayed. Okay. Customers can easily reset or modify their filter selection anytime. Interesting. Those are all interesting acceptance criteria. I didn't see a story for that, but okay. So, what's the other one? Okay, acceptance criteria in ChatGPT 4. Customer be able to filter
This is
menu by
Bard.
allergens. Looks pretty close. Filter must be accurate and up to date. That's kind of weak. Filter must be easily be used and understand. I don't know. That's kind of broad. Filter must be consistent across all pages of the website. I appreciate that. Filter must be accessible to users, including those with disabilities. Now, see, that's a good one that they didn't have in the other one about disabilities, ADA. Details in each, menu talks about filters show only the items with match criteria. Filters show allergens. Filter must be accessible to all users, including those with disability, means filter should be designed in a way that makes it easy for people with disabilities are used to providing keyboard navigations and screen reader support. Yeah, that's good. So I don't know about you all, but I'm thinking you probably want to, you don't want to just stay with one response engine. I don't know. What do you think?
Agreed.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, they're both giving pretty good answers for what should be there, and they're definitely kind of different. I think maybe we see one or two things that are the same, but they both give a little variation that are probably pretty good from a product owner perspective.
So you want R2 and R2D2?
Probably.
And yeah.
C3PO? Which one's
Yeah,
C3PO?
CP3O. Yeah. You want the
C3PO is
gold. You want the gold.
ChatGPT-4.
Yeah, you want the gold guy and the little
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe some
Probably.
Chewbacca.
I think you get a better. I think. And it's interesting to see what's one in one and one in the other, and each one are missing the other's stuff. So. Okay. So what do you all want to try? I asked my questions. You guys, give me.
Do you want to see how well it writes your cat's book?
Bubbles Diary, Bubble. Okay,
Yeah.
create a. How about create a persona for Bubbles the cat, who's a
Okay.
calico?
Create a persona
We always have to include Bubbles, right?
for a
Yep.
calico
Cat named Bubbles.
cat.
Copy that one and put in the other one. Okay. So he's typing that create a persona for a calico cat named Bubbles. He put in a ChatGPT-4, launching ChatGPT-4, and now he's going to launch Bard.
Oh wow,
And
so
Bard
Bard's
is.
already done.
Well, so is the other one, isn't it? No, it's still running.
No, it's still going. All right, so we'll go look at Bard.
What's Bard say? Well, the good thing is they know calicos can only be female cat, so that's good.
I didn't know that.
Nah, neither did
Ask it if a calico cat can be a
I.
male cat. It shouldn't. Because only female cats can have more than two colors. That's why tortoiseshell cats are females, and so are calicos.
It's possible for a male to exist. A male calico cat.
Sounds like a gender thing. But yeah, okay.
There's some genetic something with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it gave name, age, gender, breed, personality, playful and likes chasing toys, dislikes getting into trouble. Well, that's wrong. Bubbles is trouble all the time. Playing, napping, eating, watching TV, food, salmon, ball of yarn, placed in the atmosphere's bed. Favorite person, Sarah. Okay. Brings joy to Sarah's life. What's the other one say? What's ChatGPT say?
Oh, yeah.
Bubbles has goals, amenity, physical attributes, background, 4 year-old female, most all
Oh, so
calico
there you
cats
guys your
are.
little,
So
yeah,
that
you gave
gave you a
your
little
little,
extra information.
give your little
Oh. Here.
information.
Amanda, it's always some girl owns the cat. What's with that? Cozy apartment. I mean, it's kind of interesting.
Are
Location, cozy apartment, San
our
Francisco,
owners of calico
California.
cats females?
Medium size, mix, orange. Scroll down a little bit. Notable. It's got physical attributes, so it's got a lot more description. Personal traits.
Eyes. Wow.
Curious. Bubbles, curious by nature. Loves to explore surroundings. Poking their nose in the cupboards. Yep. Yeah, that's for sure.
I
Bubbles
mean,
usually.
really, I mean, it even went with an eye patch.
I know, that's great.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Black
like, where did
patch
that
around
come
her left
from?
eye resembling a pirate eye patch. Now that's getting really descriptive. So I would say ChatGPT does a better job of setting the
Yeah.
stage for Bubbles the cat, the calico cat.
All right, let's see how I can write a story.
Write a daily diary for Bubbles.
Write a.
For one day.
Yeah, let's do that because we. So let's see. You know, we know that ChatGPT will know that Bubbles is a cat,
Yeah.
but I'm not sure that
Just
Bard will
put one
remember.
day. Don't let it go like it might do a whole book.
You can put like a diary entry or something like that.
Okay, I go to the other one. Dear Day Diary. What's.
All right, let's see. This one's still going.
Ha, it's still writing over ChatGPT. That's kind of short. Dear Diary, today I woke up. It was a good day. I woke up early, play with my favorite toy, ball of yarn. After that, I took a nap in the sun. When I woke up, my owner, Sarah, came from. So it's good. I got Sarah in there. Was happy to see me. Gave me a big hug. Played me for a while. Then we ate dinner. I ate dinner. After dinner, I cuddled up with Sarah on the couch. Watched TV. It was a perfect day. I was so grateful to have Sarah in my life. Best owner of the cat in the world. I can imagine what the other one. She loves me unconditionally. Always takes care of me. I love hers. Hope that tomorrow is good as today. Okay, so
So
that
this
was
is
the.
the
Hey,
this is the
it has gratefulness.
yeah.
That's from your little book you want me to read.
This is the happy persona, right?
Is there a sarcastic bubbles? We gotta.
Oh, we can make it. Oh, so yeah. We can say a sarcastic next.
So it's okay. Got a whole series of stuff here for ChatGPT.
Yeah, this
GPT.
One. ChatGPT broke it out.
Tickling my whiskers, stretching my legs.
Very, very detailed.
Yeah.
I smell coffee because Amanda's making coffee.
I mean, it's like the more information about the food.
Yeah.
Then the mid-morning starts.
Got mid-morning. Lunchtime.
Amanda works from home.
Break from work to have lunch. I meowed softly to remind her that it was also time for my meal. Sounds
felt
like
a pang of envy. I mean, so pang, it's got a vocabulary too.
Yeah.
I don't know what a pang of envy is.
I don't know what it is either. Scroll down a little bit. It's like making stuff in the afternoon with my belly full. I found a warm sunbeam and had migrated to the living room floor. Drifted off to sleep. Evening, workday came. Amanda's workday came to end. I purred. So that one purred too. And then night.
I mean, Amanda takes care of this cat. The cat gets three wet meals a day.
I know. And probably got a snack before bedtime, right? No. Each day's entry will capture a glimpse into Bubble's life with filled with love, curiosity, and contentment. Create a sarcastic version of Bubbles. Okay.
I want Bubbles' life. That sounds like a good life.
All right, that's ChatGPT-4.
So we're writing, it says, write a sarcastic one-day daily entry for Bubbles. Let me put it in both systems.
Right, here
so let's
is.
See what this is.
This is Bard.
This is Bard. Today I woke up 8, went back to sleep, woke up again, ate food, took a nap. Then I woke up, Sarah came home, pretended to be happy. I pretended to be happy to see her. She gave me a stupid toy and patted me around. Boy, that's one mean-ass cat. When we ate dinner, after dinner, I caught up with Sarah and watched TV. I pretended to be interested in the show, and I was really just waiting to go for her to go to bed so I could get back to my nap. Okay, that was kind of weird.
At least she signed off Love Bubbles. I mean, that was nice.
Love Bubbles. Yeah. That's chat. That's Bard. So let's see what...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, here we go. We still have all the different sessions of the day. Here we go.
But is that the one for the sarcastic one?
This looks...
It looks
oh, like here's
friendly.
Sarcastic.
Here we go.
Here's sarcastic.
I saw starvation. So this.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. This was much more... Got better words. The sun rudely interrupted my beautiful sleep. So I gotta give the sarcasticness. Even just reading the first paragraph. Breakfast time, Amanda had the audacity to serve me the same seafood-flavored wet food that I had in the past week. I considered filing a complaint, but I ate it anyway.
Audacity, Rob. Vocabulary
I like that.
Again.
ChatGPT totally beats Bard when it comes to creative writing. That's for sure.
They're both funny.
They're funny, but this one's got a little craziness to it. My so-called caretaker.
In quotes.
Due for a meal. Half-hearted variety of mixing wet with kibble. That's funny. And it got kibble, too. I mean, that's pretty good. It's using the words in there and stuff like that. Oh, my God. We're all doomed. I wonder why they say don't let AI take a break for a couple months.
She's got aspirations. She wants to
take her
she
to
dreams
world.
Of opening cans for herself so she doesn't have to rely on her human anymore.
Sounds like a robot cat. You got it. Yeah. So you would program it. Give it a. Now in this one, can you give it a thumbs up? So can you scroll up?
Hmm. Yeah.
Does it offer to give feedback?
It's right there.
So give it this little thumbs up. It just very funny. And what about the
Yeah,
other one?
and
Can
Bard, you can do the same. I haven't given feedback, so let's see what it looks like. So their feedback's at the bottom, and then it doesn't take it.
So
It
just
just
click on it. Is it not taking it?
yeah, it just but you don't get to put a
You don't get to
comment
put a
in. You
comment.
just
Okay. Okay, so what else you want to try? We did the bubbles character. We did the sarcastic bubbles.
I think we usually wrap with bubbles, right? Or
Okay. Yeah,
did you
we can
want
wrap
to
with bubbles. We've been going for a half hour. We're good. Unless you wanna we'll save some more. I think we should do another comparison of some stuff next time we get together. We'll come up with a couple epics maybe. You guys can bring some stuff in. 'Cause I really want to get into like how can we use these tools to help us in the agile environment, like our jobs in the agile environment.
Yeah, I can say what I use ChatGPT for this week
Yeah,
if
what
you
you
want
use
me
it
to.
for?
So I had my yearly evaluation, so I used it to help me write my goals and worked on my evaluation. I mean, because
Nice.
mine would have been short bullets,
Yeah.
so I took my short bullets and I put it into ChatGPT, and it helped expand my vocabulary.
Okay,
Nice. So I had a wordy evaluation.
so I would challenge you. This would be funny. So write up your evaluation in ChatGPT, and then ask Bard to evaluate your comment,
Yeah.
your goal. Say, can you evaluate these goals? And
I don't
just
know
get,
if it's in here.
is it in there?
Let's see.
Does you get your performance review? I see that. You said PM performance review. Is that the one you did it with?
Think that's PM professional, probably development.
I thought I saw it
Where
somewhere.
y'all see it,
It's
man?
down.
Oh,
Right
there
there,
it is.
right
Yep, you're right,
there.
Greg. You're right.
Did you click on it? Is that it? Yeah. So,
Yeah, so I
it
asked
wrote all
it
that
as a
for you?
product manager. Yeah.
Okay. So, take copy and paste. Can you pop? How much can you paste into the whole thing?
I'm pretty sure I can.
So, copy the whole thing and say evaluate this performance review or plan. Is this like goals?
Yeah, well, so my question was, what topic should a product manager cover on their 1 year performance review? So I was just more like, what should I talk to my manager about?
Or you can do in the other one, say, can you improve these goals, performance
Yeah.
goals?
Yeah, so let's do this.
So you copied it, go over into Bard and paste it in. Blow Bard up. There you go.
So rewrite these
Yeah.
goals.
Yeah. These performance goals or something. Did you paste it?
Yeah, I just had that stuff at the bottom. It's done.
No, that was you.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's still going. Never
It's
mind. I was
thinking.
like, that was really quick, but it is done now.
That is down.
So it put it in bullets.
I gave you some metrics in there, so key performance goals launched. Gave a couple improves customer satisfaction by 10%. God, that's classic.
Nice.
Well, I think it's unrealistic, but yeah. I don't know if
Stretch
I'd
goals.
write that. Well, how do you know you're improving customer satisfaction by 10%? That's a big jump for somebody.
Rob can do it.
Rob can do it.
Yes,
All right, Rob.
I have faith.
so another thing we had it do was we were working on our SMART goals for the year, and so the little subcommittee and me and a couple of product managers, we wrote out like bullets about what
Okay.
we wanted to do. But
Yeah.
then we told it to take our bullets and put into a SMART goal format. So
Okay.
then it put it into specific, measurable, realistic time of, timetable. And so it made all the milestones. It told us how to do it. Now we had to tweak it, and we also had to tweak the goal because some of it was unattainable, but it saved us a lot of time.
Now you just have to do it.
Yeah, now we got to do it. And fortunately, ChatGPT can't do it for us. It can help, maybe.
It gave you the what. Now you have to do the how, Rob, right?
You can say, where can I use ChatGPT to help me meet these goals?
Oh, we did. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't. I guess it's on my other computer. I would have thought
That's fine.
that.
That's cool. All right, I think we've been pretty good on this. It was a good experiment to see what does
It's
what
good.
differently. So, what would you all say in summary between using the two software programs? What would you, Rob, what would you say about one was one good, one other? What would you say about the
I
two?
like the speed of Bard. I think Bard's got a lot of potential for the future, but right now ChatGPT is leading the way.
What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, I do like the succinctness and speed of Bard, but I think you can have a better experience by using both together because they're giving kind of different answers in different ways. So merging those two things together will give you a nice rounded response.
Yeah, I would agree on the using the two. I think ChatGPT gives a better, like if you're writing a story, definitely much better in ChatGPT. And I think some of the data, it sounded like when we did the certification thing, Bard gave some weird non-related answers that were like, what? But at least ChatGPT gave stuff that was more in line with what we asked from those certs. So,
Yeah, ChatGPT is on version 4, while Bard, I would guess, is on maybe version 1 or 2.
yeah.
So, I mean, Bard's only been out for maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. Well, then we'll have to save some of these questions, ask them later on and like in the fall or something, see if it's improved some of these answers.
Yeah,
So,
definitely.
okay. All right. Thank you all. That was great. Anything
Yeah,
else you want to
thanks.
give or anything you want to say?
No,
Yep.
thank you.
Well, that
Thanks,
was fun.
everyone.
All right. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next time. Thanks.